Facebook Live, correct, Superintendent?
Correct. So we don't need to make a motion to go from...
We don't make motions in closed session.
Right.
Tell me when you're ready, Superintendent.
I'm opening up Facebook now. Okay. Internet is being slow tonight.
And while we're waiting for that, do you have any reason to believe that the merger of 16 institutions under one umbrella would affect public education?
Depends on who I talk to. I had an interesting discussion with Emily Hobbs this afternoon about it, but... I know Utah High School Activities Association is meeting this week to discuss fall sports. Okay, you have joined a meeting of the Logan City School District Board of Education.
It's still setting it up, if you'll wait just one moment.
I just received a welcome.
Okay, yeah, it is now up.
The Board of Education of the Logan City School District is meeting in this special meeting. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. The time is 6:27 p.m. The board met at 5 o'clock and voted to go into a closed session to discuss the ratification of, well, to discuss, I can't talk right now, sorry, to talk about the negotiated agreement and also to talk about a personnel issue. We are now in open session. Those in attendance are Superintendent Frank Schofield, Business Administrator Jeff Barbin, our Administrative Assistant, Shelley Bowman. We have Jenny Johnson, Ann Geary, Frank Stewart, Larry Williams, and Christy Cooley as board. We are now in our open session, and we have two action items for this open meeting. First of all, we are going to go to ratification for the 2020-2021 school year. Superintendent, or Jeff Barbin, whichever one of you want to do it.
Thank you. As we look at the negotiated agreement, you all have seen in board book what has been proposed. What we are looking at for, as we've met with our associations, we've just looked at the financial package, the revenues that we received from the state, and then the options that we felt we could reasonably put together when considering our budgets and the goals that we've had as a district to recruit and retain high-quality teachers and high-quality staff in all of our areas, administrators and classified staff as well. And to do so in part through providing the best compensation package that we can put together. So with this, we took a proposal to each of the associations as part of our negotiations, and we came up with the proposal that you've received in board book. Just to recap, the district will continue to offer the high deductible insurance plan paid 100% by the district, and the high deductible defined contribution plan, both administered by HSA Health Plan with no premium increase. Our health insurance waiver will remain at $1,000. All eligible employees will receive one increment advancement on their respective salary schedule, so one step advancement. are one-time salary adjustments from the fiscal year 2020 salary schedules will become a permanent addition to the FY21 base salary schedules. As you recall, last year, as part of our compensation package, we provided a 5% one-time salary adjustment to all employees. We are able to make that, take that money and make it ongoing. So there will not be an additional 5% increase every year, but that money that was paid last year will be rolled into the base salary and will simply continue on. A cost of living adjustment of 3.9% will be included in each increment of the FY21 education support professional salary schedule. A cost of living adjustment of 3.9% based on increment 20 will be included in the fiscal year 21 administrators and licensed salary schedules. Eligible employees will continue to receive continuing education increment advancements as they pursue additional training and higher degrees. The employees who are employed on October 1st, 2020, January 1st, 2020 and 21, April 1st, 21, and June 1st, 2021, will receive a one-time salary adjustment of 1% of each employee's FY21 base salary to be paid by the second Friday of that month, contingent upon action by the Utah State Legislature in special sessions. This is something that we, if we do see a decrease to funding, that as we visited with the associations, there's acknowledgement that this might not be possible, but we believe that it will be. So we worked with the associations to put that in place, a 1% that would be paid out quarterly based on the employees that are employed at that point in time. The administrator salary schedule increment value will increase to $1,378. And the licensed salary schedule increment value will be adjusted to $2,150 for increment 10, $2,650 for increment 15, and $900 throughout the remainder of the salary schedule. And then our negotiated agreements will remain as presently constituted. So there were no proposed changes in language to our respective negotiated agreements. So that is the proposal that was agreed upon through negotiations with our various associations. Each of the association memberships have had an opportunity to vote to ratify, and they have all done so. So this is the final step, which is bringing it to the board for the board's approval.
So board members, we need a motion to approve the memorandum of tentative agreement. Frank's Stewart?
I'd like to make that motion that we approve the memorandum tentative agreement for fiscal year 2021 as prepared, with a huge thank you to all of our faculty and staff as well.
All right, the motion has been made. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Christy Cooley, with also an audible from Larry Williams, because he really wanted to support it as well. Are there any questions at this point or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the memorandum of tentative agreement for the fiscal year 21 as presented, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any comments that board members would like to make?
We've got great faculty and staff, and we appreciate them.
As I also appreciate our superintendent and business administrator, who have been really fiscally careful to make sure that we continue to have good reserves, but also that we do all we can to pay that wonderful faculty and staff. Other comments? Christy?
I was a little bit stressed, as probably everybody else on the board was, as we didn't even start negotiations due to the pandemic. So you always think, is this going to end up in a great spot? And I am just so grateful. I yeehaw for everybody. So I appreciate Jeff and Frank, certainly our team leaders, and for those people that have worked so hard to get us to this point. It's been a long time coming, but yeehaw for everybody. So thank you.
Kitty.
I also want to, ditto to everyone. So just thank you so much, because it's been a lot of work just continually being conscious of every little decision. So just expressing our gratitude to all of our staff, employees, faculty, everyone. And, you know, with teachers, especially at this time, just being able to say thank you and to everyone for making this happen and going forward. So this is very exciting. So thank you.
Frank Stewart, then Larry.
But just a last shout out again to our state legislators for showing their appreciation and strength behind public education. That was a huge factor through this special session that came out strongly.
I think that deserves a few notes of thank you from us on that. Larry.
Thanks for everything, everybody.
So we appreciate that. Jeff, we're glad to that you have all of the paperwork that shows we really can't afford all of this. We have one other item, and that is approval of modifications to the superintendent and business administrator contract updates. Our superintendent and business administrator are actually at-will employees, and they don't automatically get the same. They aren't part of the negotiated agreements. Therefore, the Board of Education must take action for them to have any kind of a similar salary increase. Therefore, we have information, and I would recommend that we approve modifications to their contract that would make it so that they have equal increases in theirs as other administrators. Do you think I need to read those out?
No.
Okay, then let's just have a motion to approve the contract revisions as proposed.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, the motion's been made by Jenny Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Larry Williams gets it this time.
All right.
It's been moved by Jenny Johnson and seconded by Larry Williams that we approve the contract revisions as proposed. Do you have a question, Christy?
I just want to make a comment. Are we just saying as proposed by the same proposal mirroring the negotiated agreement that we just ratified?
Yes, we are mirroring
I just want to clarify that for the record.
But because increment steps are not built into the superintendent and business administrator salaries, each would receive a salary increase in the same value as the amount of the increment in the administrative salary schedule.
Yep.
So basically, trying to make it equal. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor of voting for the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, wonderful. We are through with our contract and our negotiated agreements. That was the purpose of this meeting. I will now adjourn this meeting at 6:38 p.m. with a reminder that we will be meeting in another special meeting, which we have scheduled on Tuesday, July 21st, where we will be adopting our plans for next school year. So it's a very important one.
Very important.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Everyone.
Thank you. Hey, Jeff, are we on time with Hillcrest? Are we on schedule still?
Yeah, we are.
Except for the furniture.
Yeah, we had some issues
with furniture early.
Furniture, but they're still telling us that we'll be able to start school this year in Hillcrest, so.
I've had patrons ask because the exterior is not totally finished, and I just wondered if we were still on.
Our CMGC's general contractors are telling us that, yes, they're confident that we'll be able to meet that deadline.
And that deadline is exactly which date?
Well, I'd have to look at this. It's
August 15th is the transition goal, I believe, right?
And that's when we take over the building.
Okay. And August 13th is when the board puts on the last plaster. Be there, Larry.
I draw on the cement. I can draw my initials in the cement. Okay.
Bring your vacuum and your dusting cloth.
I think that's where we're really going to be needed. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you. Care.